Paul. I called you David on the way out, actually. Paul Davidson is his name. And Paul, thanks very much for your visit. Delighted to hear from you. And I was chatting with Paul, so you kind of had a bit of extra music there as we went along. So we're going to have another quiz. You remember the interview you heard with Laurie Hartz in Bandon? Well, now I'm going to make you think back. The first person to ring me in and tell me, where is Laurie Hartz originally from? Now, he said it in his interview where he was from. If you can think and answer me correctly, where Laurie Hartz originally comes from, where he was born, then you'll have a free copy of his record, Melting Pot. So there you are now. Put on the thinking caps. In the meantime, Jim with O'Leary and the Barnes Live, 873367 is the number. Tell me, where does Laurie Hartz come from? And we have a call already, I'd say.
Better days. They said his works of art were done, the room old chap, the walls are full, but Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said he just paints cats and dogs and matched up men in boots and flags, and Lowry said that's just the way they'd stay. And he painted matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted pigs on the corner of the street with sparking locks. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the factory gates to paint his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. Now canvas and brushes were wearing thin when London started calling him to come on down and wear the old flat cap. The said, tell us all about your ways and all about them sulphur days. Is it true you're just an ordinary chap? Bah. And he claimed it matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street with sparking clocks. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the factory gates to paint his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. On the wall, beside the greatest of them all, even the Mona Lisa takes a bow. This tired old man with hair like snow told northern folk it's time to go. The fever came and the good Lord mopped his brow. And he painted matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted gigs on the corner of the street with sparkling dogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the factory gates to paint his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs.
Tell you what, we have a little invitation for the girls here tonight in the concert hall, and the ladies, of course, as well. And the women. Girls, wouldn't it be a nice little gesture here if you'd look over at that man of yours? He's either your husband or your boyfriend or...
old.
Well, exceptional circumstances, I suppose it could happen. I was going to say the one-night stand. Whoever he is, wouldn't it be a nice little kind of a gesture to serenade him a little tonight, just for 10 or 15 seconds? Hold him by the hand. Look into his eyes. Jesus, there's some fella doing it already over there.
Oh, go on, look into his eyes.
Hold that man back and whisper this into his ear. So girls, if you don't sing this chorus and do it in a very enthusiastic kind of a way, he's going to feel that you didn't publicly, you know, show your admiration for him. Show what you have in the heart for him. If you sit there silent, he's going to be asking you, what the hell were you doing when you go home? This is your chance.
Go on, girls, look into his eyes.
Fellas, lay back and let it happen. The people going to lay it on us. One rehearsal, girls, that's it. Then you have to rise to the occasion. And she painted matchstock men and matchstock cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street with sparkling clocks. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the factory gates to paint his matchstock men and matchstock cats. That's the rehearsal, you're only getting one. This is your chance, girls. And he painted... Sing to the husbands. Now he takes... This is getting very weak.
They're not indeed, they're getting stronger.
That was fairly good. It's better than normal, I can assure you. All week we got very little response at all. Any woman out there tonight in this hall tonight that has no man to serenade? Don't forget this. As Dickie Rock used to say, there's always me.
And of course, that's Dermot O'Leary and the Bards there, and he gets away with murder. He's a bit like Brendan Grace in that he can say the most suggestive things and get away with it, all in good, clean fun. Now, the quiz is still going. Where was Laurie Hartz born? And I'm going to give you a hint. He's not Irish, and he's not white. So try that for size. Where was Laurie Hartz born? It was mentioned in his interview, and I have mentioned it many the time in playing his record, because the theme of it is to break down the barriers of creed, colour and race. So try that for size. And a copy of Laurie Hartz's record, Melting Pot, the first person that rings in with the right answer. 873367, and we have another call. We'll go back to a bit of the Dixies. Well, somebody answers the telephone there for me. They're all very kind. Looking after my job for me.
How he got there, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away, yeah. He's dancing with the chicken stack. She's moving up, moving back. Man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. Twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great, yeah.
She's there, and we're going to keep rolling with them. And a medley.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing. When the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. And here in my heart you stay.
Now, we've had a lady onto us with an answer for the quiz. Now, she is almost right. If somebody can better it in the next 5 to 10 minutes, if somebody can be more precise about the answer. But Rita, if we don't get a more correct answer than yours in the next 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to give you the prize. So let's just see what'll happen. Rita, I won't tell you what Rita's guess is, because it would give the game away. But if I don't get a more precise guess in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give the prize to Rita.
And your lips close to mine.
may they still be the same. For as long as we live, love you'll always be there. At the end of my breath, oh, 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 yes, and great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh, 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 yes, I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you left me to play all alone. Real is this feeling of make-believe, too real when I feel what my heart can't conceive. Oh, 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 yes, I'm the great pretender. I'm laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around. Only you can make this world seem right. Only you can make this dark night light.
Just to keep you in touch with the quiz, we have a partly right answer got. We're waiting for a more precise one. If we don't get it, we'll give it to Rita Murphy there. She's right, almost. Now, we want to give you a further hint. He is not European. So try that for size.
When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you.
My one and only you there from the Dixies. And do we have a winner?
Yeah.
Who is it? We don't have a winner, actually. But, Rita, you're looking good for another while. I have only 6 more minutes to go before I close the quiz. And, Rita, you're looking good. We're going to continue here with a lovely piece from Brendan Shine's Misty Blue Eyes, Moonlight on the Shannon River. One of my favourites. Pat Brington, my own, likes for a change.
Brings to me a thousand friends. Moonbeams sailing through the shadows, stardust o'er the dreaming hills. There beside your silvery waters, with my lover I did roam. Shannon River, in dreams you ever call me home. There's a spot in County Clare, sure my heart is always there, down where the Shannon meets the sea. In the moonlight's golden glow, I can see waters flow, bringing memories ever dear to me. Shannon River brings to me a thousand prayers. Moonbeams sailing through the shadows, stardust or the dreaming hills. There beside your silvery waters, with my lover I did roam. Moonlight on the Shannon me home. Moonlight on the Shannon River, in dreams you ever call me home.
Moonlight on the Shannon River there, and of course Brendan Shine at the helm. Well, it's 2:57, that means 3 minutes to three, and we have got a partly right answer to the quiz. We're going to hold tight for two more minutes and see if anybody gets a more correct answer. Otherwise, Rita, when your clock strikes three and when my clock strikes three, you'll be our winner, and I'll declare you winner, and I'll tell you what the more precise answer is, although you probably haven't guessed at this stage. Silver Threads Among the Gold, and Michael O'Brien is singing. Playing this particularly for all our friends in the Senior Citizens Club, and the people that look after them and cook the meals and do all those things. For all our friends in the Senior Citizens Club, people in charge and the members themselves, this is for you folks.
Darling, I am growing old.
873367.
Silver threads among the gold shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away, but will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. When your hair is silver white and your cheeks no longer bright with the roses of the May, I would kiss your lips and say, darling, darling, mine alone.
And Rita, my clock just struck 3 o'clock. Rita Murphy in 10 Sexton Park is our winner, and she correctly guessed that it was South Africa that Laurie Hartz was from. It was actually Cape Town in South Africa, but she was the first person in with the correct answer of South Africa. So we're going to give her a record of Laurie Hartz Melting Pot, and we're just sending somebody out there to phone her and tell her that she has won, and somebody will deliver the record to you, or you can collect it here at the studio, come down and talk to us, whichever you would like. So well done again, Rita. You're great for the phone calls, you're great for the competitions, and keep on the phones there and keep on listening.
Thank you.
among the gold. Shine upon my brow today, life is fading fast away. But my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my darling, you will be always young and fair to me.
Silver Threads Among the Gold there. And Foster, or Michael O'Brien, actually, I was going to say Foster and Ellen, Michael O'Brien singing that. Now, Art Supple is in Waterford on Friday, and he's in Wicklow on Saturday, and he played in Tralee last night. So, if you want to catch Art, you'll have to do a little bit of travelling. Now, they have a new tape being released on the 22nd of this month, and we'll be getting a copy of it just as soon as it, well, even maybe before it is actually commercially available. And we'll do our best to get that and bring it to you just as soon as we can. This is the Ty Carney Cayley Band. Carney Cayley Band there, and we'll hear another selection from them fairly soon again. This is Luke Kelly this time, and a lovely song called Scorn Not His Simplicity, and there's a message in this one.
See the child with the golden hair but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now, as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh. How to face the future, hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Luke Kelly that time, and Scorn Not His Simplicity. And as I say, there's a message always in that one. Now, Two's Company. And lovely piece called Pride and Dignity.
Pictures on the wall are gone, leaving only shadows behind. Spreads are taken from the bed, leaving only ghosts to look at me.
I stand alone. That's a sad way to be.
In a home that once was filled with pride and dignity. Oh, what good is pride and dignity to a man in an empty shell?
The way I do when they tumble to the ground. She left us both behind to die and move to another town.
Oh, what good is pride and dignity to a man in an empty shell?
is true.